Carl Moore started working on offshore supply boats a few decades ago.
When I first started was, don't put your hand there. And it was told by somebody that had three fingers missing. That was the safety training that I had.
He said most offshore workers simply memorized a test to get safety credentials. Moore's now the dean of the Marine and Petroleum Safety Center at the Fletcher Technological Community College in Houma.
This is a computer lab. The Coast Guard is now, and some of the industry now is approving online learning. So we actually
the school opened a new $7 million state-funded facility this spring. And it's hands-on, simulated helicopter crashes and a swimming pool, and this firefighting drill.
On the pump side, how much hose can we have?
As much as you want.
How much on the nozzle side?
150.
Michael Brannon is one of 10 oil workers decked out in helmets and yellow jackets. He's aiming a hose at a 5-foot-high pit fire. Brannon says the biggest safety incentive in offshore work is simple.
Everyone wants to go home.
And 5 years after the BP oil disaster, the fact that 11 people didn't make it home from their shifts on the Deepwater Horizon still weighs on Brannon.
It was just a tragedy, you know. It's important to keep in fact that good men lost their lives and their families are the ones that suffered.
After that tragedy, the federal government created a new agency for offshore safety. The Bureau of Safety and Environmental Enforcement, or BSEE, has updated rig safety standards and increased on-site inspections. Brian Salerno heads the agency.
It costs money to be safe. It costs even more when you have an incident. I think the companies that understand that realize that the money they spend to be safe is a good investment. The ones that are seeking to cut corners, sooner or later that catches up to them.
And Salerno says he's concerned the recent drop in oil prices could undermine safety.
Potentially you could see reductions in maintenance, reductions in training of people.
Offshore is the main job in Terrebonne Parish. It seems like most sons from the tiny town of Chauvin have known each other forever. That's because they probably have. Kurt Lared and Blaise Lecomte met in grade school, and they both wound up working in oil.
I've been pretty constantly in the oil field all my life, on and off.
And I've been living in Chauvin all my life, and I've basically been employed in the oil field for 25 of those years.
The industry's been good to them financially, but it's also meant lots of time away from home, and there's the constant worry about accidents.
And you always look to see if it's somebody that you know, like a helicopter goes down or all of those things, you look to see if it's somebody that's flying for your company, if it's one of your company platforms that are on fire. You know, you always look to see if it's that.
Kurt Lared works on a production platform in the Gulf of Mexico. He commutes by helicopter. His first year in offshore, he saw a coworker die on the job.
He got hit by the elevators while we were setting casing, and the board flipped over and smashed him on the side of the derrick.
Last month, he helped evacuate 35 workers from a platform that almost got hit by a barge. Kurt's buddy, Blaise Lecomte, now works mostly on land as a hazard specialist. He says despite the BP disaster, the industry can still be complacent about safety.
You've got an oil-field mentality. You want to get to work and make some money so you can go home and spend it.
Offshore work can pay a six-figure salary with no college degree. Lecomte says when he's leading a safety training, he jolts workers out of their comfort zone with a unique icebreaker.
If somebody was going to die today, where would they be standing? And that really usually gets their attention.
Blaise Lecomte believes the oil industry is safe enough. Two of his sons joined the business. Kurt Lared made sure his kids didn't follow in his footsteps. His dad took him straight from high school into the oil industry.
I graduated on May the 5th of 1972. May the 6th, I was in the backseat of an Impala on my way to my first job with my father.
When Kurt's kids were college age, he brought them to work too, but for the opposite reason.
So they could see what daddy did for a living, and hopefully they got a hint, you know, like, this is not what you want to do.
After college, one son wound up in Germany, the other New York. Lared couldn't have been happier. For WWNO, I'm Jesse Hardman.